Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Name Redacted Podcast. I am Colin Norris, as always, here with my two hetero life mates. I guess we're polyamorous with the hetero life mates now.
Oh, we're good.
I got here to my left,
Alexander Fulmer.
And to my right,
Chris Nielsen.
And I almost did it.
You
saw it in my eyes. As usual, we've got official Google.
What's up? Jeff Shaman.
And we've got one returning guest and one new guest. Our returning guest this week is
Ian Streep.
And our special guest is
Trey Hooper.
Woo! What's up, Trey?
Not much, man. Chillin'.
First time, long time.
First time caller, long time listener.
My question's for Jeff. Jeff, eat a dick.
Sincerely?
Sincerely, your roommate.
Okay, guys. Me and Trey met someone very interesting yesterday. I almost gave it away.
You almost put all the...
I didn't want to give him the punchline before we tell the story, because it's better.
Well, this is good, because if there's a story involved, that's the theme of this week.
Yeah, guys, today, we forgot to mention this, is our first story time episode. We've talked about how we're going to do this every once in a while. This is kind of a chance for us to kind of back off from being very, very heavy with, like, bogging you guys down with, like, we have super special guests every single week where we just talk about something, like, that, you know, can, I hate to say it this way, but can exclude certain people, because we know not everyone's going to be into, you know, card games or
beer.
Tabletop games or beer or comic books. Like,
Guys, my girlfriend's a linguistics major and she still hasn't made it the whole way through that.
I don't want to talk about it. I listened to the whole thing the other day, okay?
Thank God for hosts that curate.
God, I'm so sorry.
That was terrible audio.
Yeah. So today is going to be a story time episode for a couple reasons. One, because we don't want to exclude anybody, and also we think it's a good idea to let everyone kind of have the fun little nuances of being able to kind of get to know us and our guests on a more personal and less formal level. And also, sometimes we just don't really want to do, like, oh, fuck, we gotta find somebody that we gotta make sure we have, like, all these topics set up for us. And not only that, but the last reason we do this is because there are two different segments of story time that we have. We have one, which is just we tell about ourselves and our lives.
IRL.
There's IRL story time, and then there's tabletop story time. And this is our first IRL story time.
I thought we were going to be reading bedtime stories to little children. I'm disappointed.
You can.
I was doing the same. I think this is bullshit.
Disapprove.
Train Ian to slam doors.
Fuck you guys. Well, you're going home.
Just walks up guys, to Steve and slaps him in the mouth.
Thought we were being charitable.
There goes our guest.
Nope, we're just
for the
drinking.
Week.
I'm going to need your keys, Nielsen.
I'm driving home.
So, yesterday, me and Trey met up. Feel free to interject where you feel necessary.
Here's a pop-up video for today.
Oh, yeah.
Pop-up
dude.
Video.
What's pop-up video?
Oh, my God.
I really hope you're kidding.
No, that's what John Thomas said on the Star Wars episode.
I do remember that,
The incidental Star Wars episode.
Yeah.
So me and Trey met up yesterday to get some tacos. So we went to Las Cabas on Tate Street. Got some tacos, talked about some stuff for the apartment we're trying to get. And then afterwards, we're like, oh, man, we're both tired. Let's just get some Red Bull and vodka at NYP and wake the fuck up. Because it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I want to be drunk.
Day drinking.
Because it's Sunday. Saturday. What fucking day is it? Sunday right now?
It's Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I've been getting that, too, where I don't know what day it is. And also, I rearranged my room and put in the new bed. I fell asleep without realizing I was falling asleep last night, and I woke up and I was like, where am I? This isn't where I'm, because I'm looking at the windows now instead of looking at my wall, and I'm like, what?
You just wake up and you're like, I got roofied.
Yeah, like, I had no idea where the fuck I was.
So, we get to NYP, and I'm like, I'm going to step outside and have a cigarette. It's kind of a nice day out, a little chilly, but, so we're sitting on the patio talking, and this guy, what was your description of this guy?
This really giant stature guy wearing like North Face,
yeah,
bald, no piercings, no tattoos,
mid-30s.
Really clean shave.
So this guy,
huge,
no, but he looked like a nice guy. He was like the big, like, this is a guy who obviously watches football on Sunday, but I'd hang out with him anyway. And
he probably chokes himself while he's masturbating.
I approve this comment.
Yes.
So, other than that, he's a fairly normal-looking dude. who's with a girl who appears to be like his girlfriend or whatever, and they
very shysty she was. Sunglasses, just smiling menacingly at us.
I love the foreshadowing.
Smiling with this smirk of.
So they walk past the table, and then he kind of turns around and comes back, and he leans in over the railing, and he's like, "Hey guys, I got a question to ask you. What's up?" He's like, kind of a weird question. Like,
I feel like this is fucking
red flag. Red flag.
Yeah, exactly. And I was just like, this is that's weird.
If you're not asking for a hand job, I'm gonna be weirded out.
So he leans in, he's like, "Hey guys, I just moved up here from Charlotte. And I've been having a hard time finding herb."
He called it herb.
That's what I said. And I looked at Trey, and we just looked confused as hell. And he looked at us like, "Do you not understand what I just said?" And we're like, "No, we understand what you said."
I had this whole bag of basil. You said
it. But I just wanted to be like, "Hey, bro, like, what are you, Bob Marley? Like, who calls it herb?
You guys want to smoke some pot?"
Well, that's what I said. Like, afterwards, I was like, "Trey, he might as well have just come up and said, 'Hey, guys, you know where I can get some marijuana?'"
When I replied with, "Marijuana?"
"Hello, fellow teenagers."
But so it's just like, nobody's on the patio, and we're like, "Dude, like, that's not a weird question. Like, it's only weird because you made it weird. And then he kept reiterating the fact, like, "Look, I know this is weird, like, just like some dude you don't coming out fucking just like knowing."
This guy's
and like, and so
and we'll so, get to that.
I can already tell this guy's an artist.
You're in gaming. You're in gaming.
Being so self-referential.
For
and
sure.
Then I'm like, and I was like, "Honestly, dude, it's really ironic that you're from Charlotte because my dude lives in Charlotte." and so, you know who it is.
Yeah.
Okay. I love it. You got so serious for a second. You were like, "You know who it is." You kind of leaned forward a little bit and looked Colin dead in the eye, and you were like, "Come with me on this journey."
Be my end man on this.
Yeah. And then I was like, "But I'll tell you what, man, like, if you come back up to New York Pizza when there's actually business, or you go up to, like, College Hill," he's like, "Where's College Hill?" I was like, "Dude, two blocks to the right." Like, I was like, "I'm sure you can find what you're looking for." And then we talked to him a little more. I think he asked, like, "Oh, like, you guys know a good place to eat?" Like, trying to just push home the story that he's
we're
just,
at
like,
a pizza place.
Well,
right
and so I was like, "Oh, this place is good, pretty good. Pizza place across the street is good. Here's a couple good places. Get a burger, whatever." He's like, "All right, thanks, man." Like,
a restaurant across the street. You're standing inside of one. There's one upstairs right here. There's one right down the block.
But yeah,
you see all the things around you that have people eating outside of them. You should go to one.
But he was
trying
to get advice on, like, a decent place to eat. So
yeah.
Like,
okay, there's three pizza places within that one block.
Yeah.
Three sub places, a wing place, a burrito place.
It's a college
area. Oh, and that's what he said. He was like, "Oh, I figured I'd come to a college area. You know, a lot of college kids will probably know where to find something."
I was like, "Oh, my guy's out in the country, man. I wish I could help you."
I'd send him to Florida Street.
I would have been like, "Wait, college kids? I'm too old. I don't go to college anymore.
I'm 40.
But so guy walks away, and me and Trey are just like nodding our heads at each other. Trey's like, "Yeah, he seems like a pretty nice guy."
For a narc.
That guy was clearly a narc.
It was just so obvious, dude.
"Hey, do you guys have herb?" "Yeah, I got dried oregano in the car. Give me like 5 minutes.
Yeah, go inside. I got all the herbs you need. It's a pizza joint.
It's a pizza place."
And I tell you what, man, that crushed red pepper.
I'd be like, "Do you want dry or fresh?"
Which I was just like, dear God, like,
dry will
for your sake,
you,
like, I also wanted to be like, "Look, I don't know if you're a cop or not, but, like, if you're not, like,
you're really bad at getting drugs."
Yeah.
You
change your story on some, man.
Bro, you're doing it wrong.
Hell, even if you are, you're really bad at getting drugs.
Yeah. I really love that he asked the guy with blue hair.
Yeah. This faggot looks like he loves drugs.
You're going to love this back in the station.
The warehouse I used to work at, they really hated me, and they were trying to get me fired, so they made me take a random drug test. And I found a scheme that they have, because I passed the drug test, and then so apparently I got whitelisted. So anytime they were trying to get someone fired, they would send that one person with three people they knew didn't do drugs as a random drug test.
So you got whitelisted.
Yep.
Ah, shit.
And so then I got paid to piss a lot.
That's cool.
Yeah.
My favorite time of day at work is the work poop. Because if you're good at something, never do it for free.
That's like my favorite time of the day.
Yeah, it's
like,
just I get
the
to
work
go,
shit.
Yeah. I get to go sit on Reddit and poop.
Me and Trey were talking to a couple guys at the bar today about, wouldn't it be great if you could just get paid to piss on people? Like, if somebody's into that, like, buy me a beer and I'll piss on
German Scheisse videos?
I mean, I've been on Craigslist in Casual Encounters. There's some good gigs out there for that shit.
For me, pooping at work is like taking a smoke break. Everyone's like, you poop a lot. I'm like, well, you smoke a lot.
I always tell, as a smoker.
That's me too. And I drink 8 cups of coffee a day, like.
As a smoker, I tell my coworkers, like, they're like, why do you always get a smoke break? I'm like, feel free to take a fresh air break. Nobody's stopping you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
when I didn't smoke, that's what I do. I'd walk outside and they're like, why don't you have a cigarette? I was like, because I want to be outside for 10 minutes with people who do smoke.
Yeah.
They're like, well, I don't get it. I was like, you get breaks. I get breaks.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
I used to do that at Sheets. We had it built in, like, you get a 10-minute smoke break even if you don't smoke. Like, so you can split it up to, like, 2 5-minute breaks or whatever.
I miss working at Lowe's and Clemens when they had the smoking break room. God, that was awesome.
Yeah, we had one at Sheets when I was working there.
That was so fucking cool. It was shitty. All it was like, an 8-foot folding table, and there's 2 Coke machines behind me.
Our smoking room at Sheets was, like...
Banjo.
Oh, no. Watch out, that thing's old and it's one of a kind.
The size of this closet. There's just a room. You sat down in there and smoked with, like, no window. So it's just, like, a little, like, phone booth-sized smoking room.
Yeah.
I saw that happen in slow motion.
I just put this over here.
And, like, there was no way I was going to prevent it from happening.
By the way, for today, I asked a few people on the interwebs what they thought we should do in terms of themes for story time.
I saw boobies.
All I got was my friend JD, who's actually one of the comedians we're having on next week.
Next week already.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is next week. Yeah. His suggestion was boobies. That's it. That's the whole suggestion.
Well, I have a decent story.
I've always got
decent
story.
I was gonna say, like, if anybody's got boobie stories, it's probably Colin.
I'm not going to alienate our female listeners by objectifying their sex organs.
Cute that you say that like you're serious.
Not to hog up a whole bunch of stuff, but I got 2 great stories about Westerwood that I can tell real quick.
Westerwood stories are always amazing.
Yeah. The first great story about Westerwood that involves girls is that I went to Westerwood one time, and I was just piss-ass drunk.
Every great story starts with, so one night I went to Westerwood.
And I was just piss-ass drunk.
Was this when they were still doing Mug Night?
This was a while ago. And, somebody was in the men's room and it was fucking locked. And I was just like, fuck, dude, I need to piss. And so somebody walked out of the women's room. I was like, nope, I'm in. Because it's just like a little one shitter. So I walk in there, lock the door, and I'm propped up against the wall just with no control over the fire hose. Pissing out everywhere. I think some got on the mirror, like a fucking seat. I didn't pick the seat up. Just piss all over the seat, all over the floor.
I was spinning in a circle.
I think I probably wrote my name on something.
Okay, get the fire out.
So I walked out of the bathroom and went back to sit down at the bar. About 10 minutes later, this girl walks out of the bathroom.
Oh, God.
Sits down the bar for me. And just to the whole bar proclaims, I understand if you have to use the women's room, just, like, put the seat up or try to be a little neater. And I looked at her and I was like, I know, right? Some people are so goddamn inconsiderate. I would be damned if I didn't leave the bar with that girl's phone number that night.
Well done.
I like that one.
Yeah,
that's
a good
one. I'll give you that.
I'll take the next one because I really like this one. And it's coming around to that time a year where the weather's getting colder, which is pretty nice for some of my stories because a lot of weird shit happens to me in the winter. Today actually reminded me of this story because I was thinking about this earlier. I was like, what am I going to tell for my story time thing? Because I've got great ones, but like, I kind of need a theme to run off of tonight. And it smelled like snow today
for the first time.
It smelled like snow, which is weird because usually when I smell that, I'm like, it'll snow within the next 24 hours.
Yeah.
But I know it's not going.
We got it. What was it? Like 2 weeks ago, I had a little bit of that too.
Yeah. Because I can usually smell it in the air before it does. So I was in high school, and I was hanging out with a few friends of mine that I do not hang out with anymore because they are terrible people.
We went to high school with a lot of terrible people.
We did. We went to high school with a decent number of terrible human beings.
What high school?
R.J. Reynolds High School.
Okay.
Yeah. People who graduated between the years of 2004 and 2008, most of you are probably dickbags. I know this for a fact.
Unless you listen to our podcast, and then you're awesome.
Yeah, but if you know any of the people who went to Reynolds between those years, and you're friends of ours, and you listen to this podcast, just realize that those people that you know that don't listen to the podcast Probably dickbags.
Yeah, probably.
Just gonna say that.
I think I'm gonna go as far to say as anyone who doesn't listen to this podcast is a dickbag, and the only way to fix that
is to listen.
It's to listen to the podcast
because then they're an amazing person.
I graduated in 2002, and the people at Reynolds even then were douchebags.
Boom! Yep. Look at that.
Yeah,
so,
I didn't know you were that much older than me.
Yeah, he is old.
Every time we have someone who's older than Colin, we're just like you're old as fuck. We just always do that.
I just like not being the oldest person in the room.
Jay King must have felt weird.
Yeah, especially since there was somebody who was 10 years his senior,
his
junior, rather.
Yeah.
And he didn't know at the beginning.
No.
And then we said that and he was like,
oh. Because I assume that he thought I was at least like
30. Yeah.
And then we started talking about Star Wars.
Yeah.
And it was okay. Anyway, you had a story.
Yes, my story. It was the big snow of the year, my junior year, I believe. Sophomore year. And I was hanging out with people who were not great people at the time. But it has nothing to do with that. We went out, and it was like four of us. Me, two other dudes, and a girl. And we were sledding on a hill. Over in Moore School's parking area.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where it used to run down into the fence before everything got changed. And so we're going down this hill, and we just, like... And it's super fun, but then we start to get that whole, like... Oh, man, like, Jackass came out recently. We should do, like, a cool thing like that. So, at one point in time...
Excuse me, did you just say cool stuff like that?
It was the early 2000s.
Yeah, man.
I was there.
So at one point in time,
if you remembered it, you clearly weren't in a coma because I was.
we were like, all right, we just tried to one up each other with weird shit we were doing. Like, someone would go down on the sled and just jump into the fence and like stuff like that. And then, and it was one of those snows where it's a North Carolina snow, which means it snowed. And then it sleeted, and then it freezing rained. So everything
and then it
was
snowed again.
And then it,
and then
again.
It melted because it was hot.
Yeah.
And then it froze.
Yeah. So there was a pretty decent layer of ice on top. And I was like, "Fuck it! I'm taking off my jacket and my shirt, and I'm doing a front flip down this thing." And that was the mistake. I ran and I jumped like head first and did a front flip and landed directly on my back, and it just tore my shit up. And I just like tumbled down the mountain like just. Just running into everything I possibly can. Like, oh, there's a rock. There's a big thing of snow with ice on it.
So
oh, there's an animal.
So somebody was... You pained.
I did. I pained real hard.
Did you get that super urge, though?
I did. I ooched so hard. So I get to the bottom, and I'm
That's
like...
my pick.
And I'm just like... I'm like, ow. I get... it hurts. And I stand back up, and I walk to the top. And when I walk to the top, I turn around to look down the hill. And everyone just starts laughing. And I turn around.
It was like a blood trail.
Wait for it. And so I turn back around and I look and I'm like, what's wrong? And one of the girl, and the girl with us goes, nothing doggy style. And I was like, what? And she goes, it looks like somebody just was behind you nailing you, digging their fucking nails into your back. And so for like the next 2 years in that group of friends, I was known as doggy style.
Oh, Jesus.
Which was total horseshit.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But,
that's pretty rough.
It's not the greatest thing. I actually have another really awesome, like, snow sledding story for later, but I'll wait until somebody else gets one out.
I've got a good one.
What did it have to do with boobies?
She had tits. So, I mean,
kind of. I've got one that's kind of in line with that one.
They were there. They just were just, you know,
but this was
same
like,
as mine.
This was the blizzard of 96.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
I love that blizzard.
So, 1996.
That was,
I really just said that.
That was the most epic snow of our lifetime to date.
Yeah.
To date. That we remember. Because there was one in 87.
Everybody still talks about, like...
There was one in 87 that was worse, but...
Well, that
I
was during
unless
your
you
lifetime.
Lived in Pennsylvania.
I lived in Pennsylvania.
1995.
Yeah.
That's what he's talking about. 95 into 96. That winter.
Yeah, that was
yeah.
torrential for fucking us.
Well, we got...
We had, like, six feet
of
snow.
Snow.
Yeah,
our family lost power where we lived, so we had to go stay with my aunt and uncle, who had a teenage... My cousin was a teenager at the time. He was like Mr. Big Shit at East.
Carolina?
Yeah. He was like Mr. Big Shit at East Forsyth, and like he played football. And
we were talking
really
about
cool.
Pennsylvania at 6 feet.
Yeah, we only had like four.
Snow.
We only had 3 or 4 feet.
Which is a lot for North Carolina.
That's a shit ton for North Carolina.
A few inches is a lot for us.
So basically, he was in charge. My cousin was in charge of me.
they were like, go hang out with your older cousin. Of course, my cousin was like, I don't want to hang out with my 10-year-old cousin. Look at him. Because I was like, I was not athletic at all at this point. Like, I was... So we all went sledding at one point, and then... So we're sledding down this hill, and at the bottom of the hill, there's a drain pipe and a puddle of water at the end. So I'm sledding down. I hit the drain pipe, flip end over end.
Just keep talking.
What's the point if nobody's fucking listening?
Hold on. Wait.
Can we have an episode?
Are you kidding me? You're recording yourself talking.
I don't give a shit.
And you care more about me and Jeff.
You're distracting me.
Wait, no. I want to have an episode. The next IRL story time. We need to play distraction. And just have... You start telling a story and we do everything we can.
I'm on Colin's side. I will murder everyone in the room.
It was bad enough when you were across the room, but then you like walked in front of her like that.
Just for
this
anybody who's not in the room, basically... Alex and Jeff were kind of hand signaling across the room, which happens sometimes.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's distracting, but you can work through it. But then Alex walked between Colin and the microphone.
Yeah, I did it on purpose because I saw how easily Colin was like, and I was like, I'm gonna make it worse.
He started just slowly stopping.
You see the range of emotions on Colin's face
as
that was happening.
Oh my god, that was awesome.
Sorry,
I was just like, save it for later.
I'm doing my job right now.
I know. And Alex is trying to do your job too.
That's the problem. Alex, we paid Jeff nothing for a reason.
Damn right.
And that reason is so that you don't have to do this.
So anyway,
I like taking pictures.
I hit the drainage pipe. It's like a 4-inch PVC pipe. I hit the drainage pipe. I flip end over end. I fall face first into the puddle. So now I'm hurt and wet. My cousin thinks he fucking killed his little cousin. We're at least 3/4 mile away from my uncle's house. And he has to walk me back there. Because at this point, all the water on my face, hands, neck, and chest are turning to water. Or turning to ice.
Your whole body turns to water.
Then my whole body it's turning to ice. The water.
I got wet, I'm melting.
Well, the thing is, like, at this point, I'm chattering and my nose is turning blue. So I'm like, he's afraid I'm going to die. And after that, I couldn't leave the house. So I had to stay in the house for the next 8 days.
I had my dog.
I watched Princess
that
Bride.
That same year, when we had 6 feet of snow in Pennsylvania, my dog,
first time I ever watched.
It was like a puppy, but adult size, just drug me face first through 10 yards. And 6 foot deep snow.
Oh God!
And I didn't want to let her go because I.
Wait, you
like,
told us about
it right away. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember this. That was a good one.
Who's got a story?
I have a story for snow.
Yes,
yeah,
since we're
I moved down here for my senior year of high school from Pennsylvania, and I guess it was the first time we had snow that year. I guess it was probably like November, December. And they were all, like, freaking out, and, you know, there's a chance that we were going to get snow and everything.
Which means all school gets
canceled. And I didn't, being from Pennsylvania, they're like, oh, we're going to get a dusting and stuff. So I was like, okay, cool, I'm going to go to school, you know, there's nothing outside. I drive to school, I'm like, where the fuck is everybody? There's nobody here, there's barely any snow in the ground, what's going on? And apparently I checked my phone, and school was canceled. I'm like, what the fuck?
You know why that started happening?
What year was this?
2005.
You know why this started happening?
2006.
Reynolds.
Because a girl from Reynolds. Because
a girl from Reynolds,
Reynolds
hit, yeah, hit black ice and died 1 year. And so every school shuts down because everyone here is stupid.
I'll tell you what,
they don't have the infrastructure to handle. Like, New
yes.
York and Pennsylvania, like, they have big old ice trucks.
We have, like,
they,
three plows for
the city. They have snow tires on the buses. And,
I got stuck on
them.
The bus that year. Like, they canceled school. They were like, go to school, it's
after
fine.
After you got picked up?
And then we go to school, we're there for 4 hours, and we're like, shit, y'all should go home, huh? And they had to put us on the chain tires, and, like, if I don't know... In Wedgwood, one of the housing developments nearby where I went to school, Old Richmond, it's all hills, like
yeah.
up and down. And we had to coast, just down the hill,
yeah.
just slide. We almost died. It was fucking great.
I had, what was it? It was either that year or the next year that they canceled school because it was supposed to snow, and then it was like 70.
Yeah, I was just going to tell that story. I was just going to tell that story. Because there was a day, like, it was when I was, I believe, in middle school, they canceled school. And I was like,
went outside and was like,
well, yeah, because I was like, sweet, it's going to snow tomorrow, it's going to be awesome, snow day. I woke up and I was like, okay, hold on a second, got on my phone, called all of my buddies. Guess we're playing soccer today? Cool, let's go play soccer. Played soccer for like 8 hours.
Yeah, I just went skateboarding all day. Yep. Nice as hell out.
I walked outside and I was like, North Carolina's retarded. It was pretty awesome.
What was the story you wanted to tell? Do you want to rehash the original one? Because that needs to happen on this episode. Troy is Brian from the Buckhead Saloon. I don't know.
Oh!
If you knew that.
Yes.
Didn't know that.
Yep.
I was hilarious.
We can go with that. I was going to go with the Mushroom Bull story.
Go for it. Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Mushroom Bull. I'm in.
Okay. So, I wasn't the brightest kid in high school. I was dating this hippie chick.
The first time I heard him tell this story was when Rudy was talking about his friend that was a goat.
Yes.
I talked about that. You were absolutely right.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Imagine having a goat that's with the munchies. I just remember that line.
Okay. So I was dating this like hippie girl. And she was telling me there's this bull pasture. Or cow pasture down the road. And I was like, yeah, there's like mushroom stuff there. And I was like, yeah, I'll go check it out. Went with my old bassist.
Go pick through some shit for some
We walked through the woods like fucking 30 minutes through a briar patch. We get there and like, we see one fucking horse. And we're like, what the fuck's this shit? And then we start hearing galloping. Me and my friend turn, and there's a fucking bull charging at us. Me and him like sprint. And there's like this high ass barbed wire fence. We can't get through that. And then we see another fucking bull. We are cornered between this barbed wire fence and these two trees. One of the bulls sticks its head through this bush. And then the other one gets on the other side. Me and him are cornered by these two fucking bulls. For 40 minutes, we're holding each other's arm like this. And, finally, I just reached down, and there's a fucking pipe right there. Okay, don't worry, I didn't hit an animal.
No, I don't give a shit. A bull can take it. It's a bull.
Well, my thought process
that's fight or flight at that point.
I have this pipe in my hand.
Fuck you.
And I'm telling my friend, I was like, on the count of three, run. I'm about to rear back and fucking hit this bull as hard as I can. I'm thinking like shark, I'm gonna hit the nose. He goes and starts petting underneath its chin. He's like a fucking bull whisperer.
Did like he turn it into Ferdinand? Just
no,
like,
no, the bulls. They just start chilling out. I still have the fucking pipe. It's in my fucking room.
There's no way.
No, there's totally a way. Yeah. No, there is a way. They backed off. We slowly backed off.
Oh my God.
Then we start sprinting the way we at. And that's all the story I got.
That's good fucking...
God, that's... I can't.
I
really
was meant
like,
no. The only way this story could have ended is if them like riding the bulls back to the
majestically and shit. No, it was such an epic story. One of my friends did like caveman drawings on my girlfriend's wall, of like, because I thought my gauges at the time were half inches and they were just 7/16, and like he's like in the cave drawing thing. It's like. Not half inches, 7/16.
To be fair, that's 1/16.
One side, yeah, I know.
Well, it's like being 5'11 and 3/4. I can't tell people I'm 6 foot.
Yeah, you can.
I
can
round
you
up. We all do it.
My license says 6 foot.
I'm 6'1.
I'm 5'10.
Me too.
I'm
I'll share that with you.
Yeah, I'm little. So.
We're hobbits compared.
I thought about that the other day.
I'm actually good right now.
When we were at the Man Bear Pig Show,
yes.
I was like,
"Why are we calling it the Man Bear Pig Show?"
That's
the Man Bear Pig Show.
That was the Man Bear Pig Show.
The Bear
Pig
with
Real
You.
Bear with
Me
Show. That's
the
Man Bear Pig
Show.
I can't believe I missed Weezer.
Yeah, right.
Oh, so good.
I hear Weezer is terrible live.
Well, this version of Weezer was not
terrible. It was just a local band. They were like, we're not going to play our regular stuff. We're just going to play Weezer covers.
Okay. We thought it was us.
Yeah, it was
We thought we were the reason that they did that. And it wasn't us. Because after you left. Because
we were singing along to all the songs.
All the songs came on and we were singing with them. And then, actually, you know what? Ian, do you have a story time?
Is this your next story?
I don't know, dude. You got a long way to make up for pizza blowjob and free groceries.
That was amazing.
I've already forgotten about
this. Dude, pizza blowjob is awesome.
I really want to hear it.
Trey hasn't heard it yet. Because the episode's not up.
It's not up yet. You'll hear it.
Damn it.
So good.
Pizza blowjob.
I'm terrible at telling stories because I have a terrible memory and I'm not good at speaking. So normally, like, I have my best friend with me, and I'm like, hey, tell him about that thing I did. I let him tell him the story.
I remember the first time.
And then he always ends up sending me to people that I'm dating.
The first time I hung out with him, I remember that.
You have
walked to NYP, got shit faced, and then walked back to the apartment.
You have a
You have
a bard.
I have a bard.
Yes,
you have a personal.
Yes,
bard.
I have a personal bard.
Yes. So this is when I was working at NYP. I was straight edge like until I was 23-ish.
Straight edge to legal.
I continued to wear my straight edge shirt anytime I drank. But anyway, so just moved to Greensboro and I was working in New York Pizza. I think this was around 2006, I want to say. It was one of the earliest times I remember drinking and getting drunk. I was off and it was my birthday that year, and me and a bunch of my friends were at the bar, and because I worked there, everybody at the bar bought me shots. I had like six, Russian car, not Russian car bombs.
Irish car bombs?
I had like six or seven Irish car bombs in a row. Till to this day, I can't.
How many?
Like six.
Whoa!
Because everybody that worked there and my friends all bought me car bombs. So I was like, all right, six car bombs.
So it's like three beers and like,
so did you piss yourself at one point?
No, I surprisingly never pissed myself drunk.
We'll get to that.
It might not have been six. I don't remember the exact number, but it was a whole bunch. It was more than I could handle. So I'm sitting there at the table. I don't know what everybody's talking about because I was passing out. I had my beer bottle in front of me like this, and I'm hovering over it.
Oh.
And I projectile puke downward into the cup. It blasts out of the cup everywhere.
Oh, my God.
All over me, the people near me, the floor. I got dragged outside so I can continue puking outside. The bartender that worked there at the time threatened to kick my ass if I ever did that again. He no longer works there. Oh, yeah, that's why I was handed this. So I can't talk and do things.
It's not a Bud Light, Ian.
Yeah, and then I proceeded to literally pass out in the, like, I was a stereotypical, like, drunk pass out in the gutter, because, like, right outside the front door of NYP is that, like, little gutter on the sidewalk.
It's a perfect drunk gutter.
I puked in that gutter and passed out there.
I puked in that gutter a couple weeks ago after I ate an insanity wing.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Did you eat another insanity wing?
No, that was that same
that
one.
Was the same
that was
the same
one.
And then I remember.
Did you pee out?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Did you guys hear about this?
Yeah, I think you talked about it.
On the was it on the podcast?
Yeah. It was. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, podcast. Because
you were mixing it with your.
Oh, it's the spiciest
beer.
Thing. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And I can't remember if it was the same night or a different night that I was drunk, but I remember at some point puking into a pan, into like a sauce pot, and telling somebody to saute my puke.
What?
Oh my God.
No, it's just Remoulade. Fuck off.
Oh my God. I don't know why I did that, but
flavor.
Yeah.
So.
Last it's like night. Gut run it and cheese. It's fine.
I was at Westerwood.
Oh, all of the stories.
Last night at Westerwood?
Oh, speaking of Westerwood, I wanted to add on to apparently, my name was written like on the bathroom stall at Westerwood, at Cranky's, and like two other bars in Greensboro. College Hill was one of them, and like, I forget, but like four different bars, one of them being in Winston. Like, somebody had, a female, had written my name and number on the bathroom stall, like in the girl's stall. Like, I have pictures of it on Facebook.
That's
like,
awesome.
I'm trying to think of
still. I have no idea who done it. Like, it's still a mystery to me this day.
I mean,
who done it?
You ever got any calls for a good time?
No, no.
Son of a bitch. So last night at Westerwood.
We had some plans fall through that Jeff doesn't want to talk about.
No, I don't
want
to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it either.
I got very passive aggressive.
No one wants to talk about it.
Not me. Not me. You were not very passive aggressive. You were like, sorry, Colin.
That's because...
Apparently.
you called the head and were like, yeah, I'm not going
to
make it.
Oh,
okay,
I can't
cool.
make it. I don't have the gas to get out there. Please, I'll telecommute as much as possible. That's why I love the internet.
I wasn't invited to this.
Because you don't care about beer.
I mean, not like you guys.
Black Mocha Stout is fucking fantastic.
So we ended up going up to Westerwood, and I met up with Trey, and Trey's like...
Trey's like always the catalyst for shit going wrong.
That's why I wanted him to be here
yeah,
tonight.
No.
I got bad juju.
Get the fuck out of the house. We're going to get struck by a meteor.
And so he's like, yeah, no, we're meeting up with my friend, you're going to love her. Logan's like, her?
Oh,
and Trey's like,
no.
Did Logan break out his boyfriend material shirt?
Oh, just wait. That's part of the story.
Always.
I was like, no, she's in the carpet, man.
The carpet.
But so, Trey's like...
She loves muffins.
Yeah, yeah, so Trey's like, no, dude, she's a lesbian. Don't even try. And so... We roll into the bar, we lose Trey, which is an accomplishment because this bar is fucking tiny. But the whole bar is, there's a fundraiser for an organization that helps gay kids, like, find other people like them to, they play music and stuff, and, like, they send them up to music camps. So there's a fundraiser for that. Plus, it was the after bout for the roller derby bout. They had the after party there.
Oh,
so
yeah.
There's just a fuck ton of lesbians in this bar. The point where I walked into a bar with about 150 people in it, and, yeah. I walked into a bar with 150 people and I was like, I have to piss, but I'm never going to be able to do that. And then I walked right in because everybody there was a lesbian. So, that was pretty cool.
Pretty sure my ex is that was probably there. She does roller derby now, but she's not a lesbian.
My derby crush was at the Westfield last night.
I
completely forgot I was going to go there after I got off work.
Sure.
That would have been awesome.
She was married.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah.
My old band's ex-girlfriends started the roller derby team.
Oh, yeah.
So, I have a question.
What's
for
up?
You. Is that story done?
No. God, no.
I was going to say, a Westwood story
is never over. Is never over at... Well, I got to go to the bathroom, so that's a plus.
Well, no, like... Because I was like... Okay, we all stopped listening. I was like, there's got to be more to this. If not, I'm going to be really mad that Chris took up 3 minutes of our time with that shit.
Ever been to Westerwood?
Yes, once.
Okay.
So, I got over to where Dre was, finally. And he was talking to his friend... And another girl, and I didn't know which
sister.
Shut up, Trey! You're fucking ruining it.
You said this. Girl.
Shut up! You're ruining it.
Okay, I'm gonna shut up.
Sorry, guys.
Forget he said that.
This person,
his friend, and this girl, and I don't really know which one's which.
Familiarity redacted.
But so, the one girl starts talking. God damn it, Trey! You ruined the whole fucking story.
It's like posting the subtitle, the punchline, in the title on Reddit.
I hate that.
Oh, the
I literally
subtitles
thought you
for
didn't know
Doctor
for a
Who
bit.
Were coming up before they said it yesterday at the 50th.
That's funny.
Oh, that's so
which is impossible
annoying.
If it was alive, like, but it was
they
BBC
kept coming
America,
up beforehand.
So they already did that.
Like,
no, it was
a second
worldwide.
Before they would come up, so you knew what he was going to say.
Oh, that's so
well, well, probably because they telecasted it in through the. They probably put
so
like
the video was taking longer.
When he said that, I was just like.
Well, probably what it was they already had the subtitles queued in.
We'll talk about it after
anyway,
we
so, and then
jargon.
The one girl starts openly talking about like being a lesbian. I'm like, oh, I think this is Trey's friend that he was talking about. And the other girl's with her. She's got very short blonde hair. And so normally I don't assume sexuality about people, but you're at a bar where everyone is a lesbian with Trey's friend, who I know is a lesbian. I assume that you guys are either together, or you're probably friends, and both gay. And so I start, like, talking to this girl, like, and she's just, like, really fucking cool, and we're having a great conversation. And it's just, like da-da-da-da-da-da-da, just rambling back and forth. And I'm like, this is awesome. And so, like, an hour and a half goes by, and I'm just, like, talking to this girl. I got the best conversation.
And then she sucked my dick.
And so then I go outside to smoke. And Trey walks out, and she's like, oh, yeah, that's her sister. I'm like, wait. So you're telling me that girl's straight? Yeah, totally. You're telling me this girl's been hitting on me for an hour and a half, and I've been acting like I'm interested? And he's like, oh, shit. So I go back inside, and now the whole entire dynamic has changed.
Because now you're aware.
Yes. And so we're sitting around the table, and she's like, "So what do you do other than music?" I was like, "Oh, dear Jesus." And so I just got give her the laundry list, like, "Oh, you know, a podcast, novel, blah 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 blah." And she was like, "Oh my God, this isn't real life. This isn't real life. Like nobody's like that." And I'm like, "What? What, Trey?"
I had to add something to that. Add it.
What's up?
She just got out of like a 5.5 year relationship.
She was trying to revenge me.
Yeah, bro. She was like,
I just thought I'd bring that.
She was like Adam Collis's cat.
Lila, stop it.
Stop bumping stuff. But so. Then I was just like, say this, whatever. And then so at the end of that list, I looked at Logan and I said, "And I'm made of 100% boyfriend material." Making fun of Logan. To which she looks at me and she's like, "Oh, really?"
Oh,
and I was like, "Yeah, yes."
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And she's like, "Do you have a girlfriend?" And I was like, "Yep."
That's where all the material came from.
And so, oh.
Yeah, there you go. You're welcome. Yeah,
so,
put that one together.
So you were saying it to make fun of Logan, but she took it as like
open to finding a girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know that thing that never works for Logan? Works for me.
He's not wrong.
And so
the best part about this is the first person to listen to this episode is gonna be Logan.
He's gonna be Logan. He's gonna be sitting in a guard shack, fuming.
Just fucking furious.
A Facebook photo of just him, like a bloody knuckle. He just punched something.
Just like, this is for you guys. They have redacted.
And so
we just made our first enemy.
And it was our first listener.
First listener, also first enemy.
Guys, our turnaround rate is around the
fans. Dude, that's an origin story of super bug, like comic book.
I agree.
Portions.
But so then she was like, "Oh, really? Like, is she cool?" Like, yeah, she's pretty cool. Like,
no, she's terrible.
But she's like, "Oh, so you really like her?" Like, yeah. She's like, "You guys are doing well." Yeah. Like, so tell me more about her. Like, fishing for me
shit.
To find a reason
to
cheat
her.
On my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And so then I was like, "Oh, well, you know, she lives in Portland." She's like, "Portland?" Like, yeah, like, Portland, Oregon? Like, yeah, she's going to school there. Like, you know, she's trying to move back here before too long.
No, like, Portland, Atlantic Ocean. Which fucking Portland?
Portland, Maine.
Well, there's two Maine. Portland, Maine.
I
Portland,
know.
Maine.
Still
but
really
still
far away.
When you say
far
Portland,
away.
Like, you're talking about Portland, Maine, you say
Portland,
Maine.
It's not the fuck around here.
Yeah.
Very much.
Yeah.
It's not Portland, Davidson County.
But so she was like, "Oh, really?" I was like, Yeah.
Yes.
And,
nope.
And she was just like, "You really like this girl, right?" And I was like, "Yeah, dude, I fucking love her. Like, it's great. Like, she's amazing." And it was like, blah, blah, blah. And I just basically, like, just like for like 5 minutes, was like, "Oh, Emily this, Emily that, Emily that." And then at the end of it, she's like, "Oh, well, why? How about you go talk to your girlfriend in Oregon?" And then my response was, "Well, I would, but my phone's dead."
Damn.
Burn!
You knew the girl for 2 hours, and she was just like,
"Yeah, well, I felt bad because like I'd clearly been leading her on for
Chris.
The first half of that 2 hours."
Chris,
you didn't know.
This is what you do. You remember what I did to oh God, who did I do it to? When we went to
no real names.
To Ben. What I did to Ben when we went to Bull's Tavern.
I forgot. I did not know.
Oh,
you guys
the heavy
guy.
Man.
Yeah. You should have done that to Logan. Be like,
"Have you
yeah, no,
Logan?
Cool, heavy man."
No,
Logan.
Okay.
I wasn't gonna say this part.
I wasn't gonna say this part. Because Logan listens to the podcast. No, it's not bad. It's not bad.
Okay.
But Logan after I said the boyfriend material thing, and she was like, "Do you have a girlfriend?" Before it kept going on that train, she looked at Logan, talked to him for about a minute, and then immediately decided that she was not interested and just was like, "I'm gonna make this guy cheat on his girlfriend instead."
No.
Just like Logan.
So she's just an all around cunt.
Yeah, no, it was bad because like Logan was actually kind of excited that like this girl
I
was paying attention
to
him.
About your friend's sister.
She doesn't listen to the podcast.
So she's clearly a shitty person.
But so that's the thing. I wasn't going to say that because that sucks. But like at the same time, like I felt really bad for Logan when it was just like, this girl, like, Logan's really interested to talk to this girl. He's like trying to get a word in edgewise. And the whole time I'm trying to direct her attention to him. And then when it finally happens, she's just like, yeah.
Sometimes girls just can't handle a guy that's as awesome as Logan.
Yeah.
And also, girls want what they can't have.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Having a girlfriend,
yeah.
Like, automatically.
No shit. I have a girlfriend and now hot chicks hit on me. When I'm single, fat chicks hit on me.
That's like,
it's kind of like,
fat chicks.
Okay, I want to take this moment to say something.
To thank a sponsor.
To thank a sponsor, Zebra Stripe Guy.
Delicious.
Delicious. Amazing.
Lasts for 5 seconds.
No.
Shut up,
Trey.
Stick to the ad read.
Yeah, temporary tattoos.
Temporary tattoos to put on top of my regular
guys.
Tattoos.
And I would also like to thank our other sponsor, Not Sprint.
Anyone but
my
Sprint.
My favorite service carrier. I can get us temporary tattoos printed up.
Yeah, nice. We should do that. Name redacted temps.
I just have to remember who told me that.
So clearly,
go
right
through,
now
go
we
through
can.
Your brain Rolodex.
Yeah, no, I'll make some calls. We can get some of this.
Are henna tattoos still a thing? Do people still
get
henna tattoos?
Yeah, they do. People do henna tattoos. That is a real thing. But, you know, only
isn't
for like
some
I would
weird
do
carcinogenic thing
pieces.
About
temporary
that.
Throat piece.
Like just giant
his name redacted throat
you should do that.
Throat rocker. All right, so I want to talk about something that happened after the Man Bear Pig show, which is
the Bear With Me show.
After the Man Bear
the
Pig
Weezer
show.
I don't know what you're
the
talking
Weezer
about.
Show.
We're going to have Joe on the show be like, do you have any plugs? He's going to be like, yeah, my band, Bear With Me. And you're going to be like,
Man Bear Pig.
You're like, correct him on the name of his own
band. Joe, it's Man Bear Pig. So
Joe, you're like, okay.
Yeah, he wouldn't care.
Yeah,
he'd be like,
I know.
Okay.
Yeah,
so what? Me and Chris and Jeff and Ben.
I didn't know you guys went to fucking Bulls.
We went to go meet up with Tim White.
Yeah, we had a go home you're drunk moment, the four of us,
and it was awful.
It was the most embarrassing thing.
Oh, please tell me.
But
it
was
great. Because I know everybody that works at Bowles, so.
No, this happened
at Old Winston Social Club.
It was also a real quick Burke Street pizza go home you're drunk. To the dude who was so asleep and passed out drunk that the guys working at Burke Street Pizza asked if he was dead 5 times.
Yeah.
Go home you're drunk.
I was about to go sit down at the table with the guy and like
take selfies with him?
I was just gonna sit across from him and stare at him.
I wanted
Chris was all for it.
I wanted
Palmer
to weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah. And Jeff was all for it. But, like, Adam Collis and Katie Cranford, they were not into it.
Put his arm around you.
Yeah. Like, and fucking, and Josh was not trying to let me do that shit either. And I was
the
like,
Space Bear Clan wasn't stoked
Space
about
Bear
it.
Clan was not into it, but that's okay.
The Name Redacted Clan
was. Name Redacted
it.
Clan was all about it. So we get out of the bar, and we're like, oh, we've been doing this thing. We're all kind of drunk at this point. And so we start walking, and Chris is like, Chris was like, okay, so, like, we've been singing, like,
I'll take one.
We've been we haven't really been doing karaoke,
No.
But we've just been singing, like, whatever song comes
all
on.
All night, yeah.
All night, we've been doing this. So then,
that was right after, I told you not to let him drink anymore, but he wasn't that drunk.
Yeah.
No, it was great, dude. Colin's like, Colin was like, don't let Fulmer drink anymore. Not even a full minute passed. And Alex walked by and he's like, hey guys, I'm going to go drink some more. Like, word for word.
I encouraged him.
I
posted on Facebook. I was like, Colin is sober. Alex is drunk. This is wrong.
I dance shimmied by them. I was like, I'm going to go get more beer.
Alex got a free shot.
So, yeah, I got a free shot.
For sneezing like Donald Duck. That's all we need to say.
That's all I'm going to say, yeah. So, I'll get to it later. So, we're outside of Old Winston Social Club as we're walking towards my car, and Journey comes on.
Which Journey?
That was quick.
You don't even need to ask. Come on.
Steve Perry Journey.
The only bar Journey song
ever
that anybody
ever. So it comes on, and I turn to Chris, and I'm like, dude,
let's just go stand in front of the door, and when the chorus comes on, we all just scream the chorus as loud as we can.
No,
and then as soon as the chorus is over,
what's that?
We just leave. Like, that was the plan. It's just go stand right in front of the door at Old Winston Social Club, and we just scream the words to the lyrics, and then we just walk off like nothing happened. And that was the plan. So we get there, and we all kind of queue up, and we're like, okay. And we take the deep breath in that basically is about to be like, okay, it's time for us to do this. And then we're just about to start, and it goes into the fucking guitar solo. So we're all like, and
before you even get to your go home, you're drunk, my go home, you're drunk is, Journey, go home, you're drunk. You don't put a pre-chorus before a guitar solo.
They did. They did the pre-chorus before
that's,
the guitar
that's horrible song structure. Because it fucks all of your listeners up.
And then we go inside. We're like, we got one more chance at this because it's coming back around. And we were about to hit it again. And I forgot that that second verse part is a double verse. And we're about to go into it. And I'm like, straight.
Just standing there like dancing, trying to.
And
we're like half singing the words to the double verse.
All of us are saying something different.
So perfectly.
And at this
like,
point,
we're all like,
we have the entire bar's attention. Everyone is looking at us.
And we're just sitting there, and like I can feel like my balls just being like, bro, get out. This is not the right time. And so I'm just, and there's one guy sitting in a bar, like, or at like one of the,
like
at a booth.
This is not the version.
And he's sitting there,
just staring
and he's,
at us.
And he's on his phone, and he looks up, and he just goes.
It like shakes his head like.
And no. Shakes his head and looks back at his phone, and then like. Oh.
And then he's like tweeting about it.
He's just sitting there, he's like, douchebag.
And he's like, if you're gonna tweet us, tag
which
us.
Which
yes.
Leads us to the best part of the story, which is after we walk out of the bar, the chorus hits.
Yeah. After, like, we literally get, like, two steps from the other side of the block, or the other side of the street. We are two steps from the sidewalk, and it goes, da-da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, oh no. And I turn around and look, and I'm just like, and I like reach my hand out, I'm like, but why?
Just far enough away that if we ran back it wouldn't still be happening.
You mentioned everybody like singing something different,
totally
different during the verse. That something similar happened to me the very first time I went to see Code 7 live, which is back in like 98, I want to say.
Oh!
98 or 99. Sorry. It was at the old movies. I got on stage to sing Boys of Summer.
Oh, and you didn't know all the words?
I didn't know any of the words,
oh,
apparently.
No.
So, like, I was just moving my mouth. I wasn't singing anything. I was moving my mouth. And then when I came back off stage, my best friend at the time called me out on it. He's like, you didn't know the words, did you? How can you tell? I thought moving your mouth means that you're singing.
Peas and carrots. Peas and carrots.
Watermelon. Peas and carrots.
Dude, I have a friend who gets horrible mic fright. So every time he's singing in an audience and like the person who's got the mic, whatever singer of the band is on stage, moves the mic towards him, you see him like kind of like head dodge it, like, oh, I don't wanna, like, and he kind of like just kind of leans back into the crowd a little more.
I have the...
And if the mic hits his face, he's just kind of like.
I have the exact opposite. I am the give me the mic.
Yeah.
I used to do that at Kill Whitney Dead shows. Because fucking Matt would always like just hold the fucking mic. I'd be like, fuck it, I know this song. And one time Matt, I think this was at SoundVent, and they'd done like a 3-show run locally. They played Somewhere Else Tavern, SoundVent, and then they played Ziggy's and X Night, and I went to all 3 shows. And at the Ziggy show, Matt was like, this dude has been at every show in the last 3 days and knows all the fucking words. What's your excuse? To everybody else. Gallon of Gas, that's my favorite. I fucking miss that band so much. They were not good musically, but goddamn it if they
yeah,
were fun.
They were
awesome. So much fun.
Best live show I've ever been to that I've... The reason I liked it so much was because I got to be so much a part of it.
He still runs
Fergal,
right?
I think it's defunct at this point.
When I went out to... you remember... yeah, I think it was a Charlotte venue. It smelled like piss, really small.
Milestone?
Brewery?
The brewery...
Raleigh?
Raleigh. That was
in Winston.
Raleigh?
Next to his,
yeah, the brewery in Raleigh.
Brewery in Raleigh.
Yeah.
It's shut down now?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Brewery
in
Raleigh.
You in Raleigh is shut down now.
Went to the brewery in Raleigh.
Except for
Amos's in Raleigh?
There's two parts to this story.
The first part is, and I'm going to keep the first part short because it doesn't really matter. We drive there. It's me, my best friend, Mike, and then one of our friends, AJ, who's a girl, and then another one of our friends who I will actually...
Name redact.
Yeah.
What's the name?
Her name's Brandy. Her, actually, her real name's Brandy, but whatever. She's not going to listen to this.
Okay, I was going to say, that's not redacted at all.
Yeah, it's not.
my
we
favorite
get
part
there,
of redaction is the crazy names, Palmer.
Whatever.
You just cock-teased me on redaction.
I'm sorry.
Jamike. There's one.
No, that's
his real name. That's his real name.
It's a portmanteau of his name, but it's
yeah,
his real name.
It's, yeah. So we get the, we're driving there, and like halfway there, AJ is like, I don't feel very good. And we're like, okay, well, you know... We assumed, like, because she had been complaining about cramps, and we were like, okay, well...
She's on Lady Days.
Yeah, and I was like, all right, well, go inside and get some fucking, some cranberry juice and some water. And she went inside and came back with cheer wine and Mountain Dew. And I was like, you're fucking up. Like, we're trying to help you, and you're saying,
no longer,
fuck you.
I no longer feel bad about anything else that happens to you for the rest of the night.
Yeah, and I was just like, oh my god, fuck you. So basically, the short end of this is, she gets really sick while we're there, and we're there to see two of our favorite bands. Defeater is playing,
mm-hmm.
which is awesome, and La Dispute is playing, which is more awesome.
This was like a couple years ago.
This was a couple years ago. And so then she complains about being in such like a bad mood and physical pain that Jamike has to leave and take her halfway back to Greensboro to meet up with her boyfriend who has to leave work and come halfway out to Raleigh.
Oh.
Yeah. And he was like, and we were like, girl, you gotta stick it out. Like, you didn't drive, you don't get to choose when we leave. And she didn't understand that show etiquette. And then, like, on
that's
the way
life
home...
life etiquette.
Yeah, and then
that's
on the way...
you're feeling bad, just go sit in the car and dick around on your phone. Like,
and then on the way home,
yeah.
We kind of got into it with Brandy a little bit about something that was totally different. So we then chose, at that point in time, we were like, we will never go to shows with girls ever again. It'll just never happen. It'll never happen. Neville happen. But
I agree.
The crux
of... supposed to see the limousines play.
Let's not get into it. Can I tell my favorite show story after this?
After this, yeah. So this is the coolest thing about the story, though, is that La Dispute starts playing. Defeater went on before them. Like, it was, like, three opening bands, and then Defeater, and then La Dispute. Defeater, like, opens up, and they're like, La Dispute's coming, and I was like, sweet. So it's, like, me and, like, 55 girls. That's the whole audience, pretty much. It's just me and 55 chicks.
I like those odds.
It's like the first time I saw Paramore.
Yeah.
Except they were all 13.
Yeah, and so I'm sitting up, and the stage is only about a foot off the ground. So I'm sitting there, and Jordan, the singer from La Dispute, is in front of me.
Man crush.
And then, the singer from Defeater is on my back. Yes. So it's just me, Jordan, and the singer from Defeater passing the mic between the three of us, and Jordan
nice.
Keeps grabbing my hair and, like, putting his forehead on mine and singing in the mic with me and, like, doing... and, like, rubbing his fucking sweaty face on mine, and I'm just like, this is so much fun!
It's so gross, like, out of context.
Yeah, but it's
that
awesome.
Be, that would be Taking Back cool. Sunday show,
but it's
the exact same thing
yeah.
happened to me.
So it's super awesome, and, like, and he just keeps, like, and I know this sounds, like, super homoerotic. I don't care. He keeps, like, staring into my eyes, and I'm looking back at him, and I'm like, yes, I love you. I love you so much. Like, that's just what I'm thinking in my brain. I'm just like, your music changed me last year. Like, I've been wanting to see you, like, every day since I heard you 2 years ago, and, like, you've literally changed the way I listen to music and all this different shit. And also, like, the singer from one of my favorite hardcore bands is on my back right now, and he's singing your lyrics with me, and it's cool. So, this is all going on. And then, at the end of the show, like, he, you know, he keeps, like, grabbing the back of my hair and, like, fucking, like, singing with me and stuff. And the show gets done, and he grabs the back of my head, and he pulls me in right next to him, and he goes, I just want to say, man, like, it's people like you that make me want to come out and do these shows. And
oh,
I was just
that's
like,
awesome.
And
that's
I was cool. just like, you know what? Fuck yeah. Like, this is why I go to shows. It's reasons like this. I love bands that play on big stages and stuff, but, like, I want a stage that's only a foot off the ground. I don't want a stage that's 6 feet off the ground. I don't want that shit. I want to be able to, like, just be a part of the show with you, which is why I love the Circus Survive show where they put mirrors behind
that them. That was so good.
Because they were like, we want you guys to be part of the show, and I was like, that's fucking cool.
I think Anthony Green did an AMA on Reddit not too long ago. I love him. He's just so amazing. I have two stories.
Go ahead.
Okay. So back in high school, it was after CKY Volume 1 came out, their first album, and they were on tour for Infiltrate, Destroy, Rebuild. CKY, the band, came through Winston and got on a bill at Brouhaha's. Funny story, right across, right next door at Ziggy's, Nickelback was playing.
I already love this.
This was funny. So me and my friends get there early because we're like, fuck it, it's going to sell out. I mean, fucking Malbolgia was playing.
Yeah, that's a small club for...
Brouhaha's was, yeah. Malbolgia was playing, which they were a local act. Beloved was opening.
God, I love Beloved.
But for CKY, Beloved opening for CKY, you're kind of like, huh?
Yeah.
But we knew it was going to sell out just basically on that. And then all the kids come to see CKY. So we're standing there, we hear CKY soundcheck. And then fucking Chad Ginsburg, their old guitarist, Darren, their guitarist and lead singer, and Darren, not Darren, Vernon.
You already said Darren.
Vernon, their touring bass player, walk out. Chad Ginsburg has like, basically like a catfish bat attached to a chain on his wallet. He's dirty. He reeks of fucking Jim Beam. There was a kid standing in front of me, like, with a straw in his mouth, just chewing at it. He reaches up, snatches the straw out of the kid's mouth, and says, get a better hobby. And then I notice in Darren's right hand, he's got a bag of fucking firecrackers. They take off and start walking towards Ziggy's.
Oh, no.
The next thing I hear is three loud pops. Fuck you, you Canadian pieces of shit, and watching CKY run back down the street towards Brouhaha's. Cut to about a 2 hour.
I have so much more respect for them.
Oh, dude. CKY's
more than I did. They're
CKY
so
is
awesome.
Amazing. They're so fucked. They're not. They don't exist anymore, unfortunately. But
they always will in my heart.
At least not Chad Ginsburg's not in the band anymore, and him and Darren were the soul of that.
Yeah, he's kind of had somewhat of a rotating lineup anyway.
Yeah, but it was always Chad, Darren, and Jess. So during the show, Malbolgia's playing. I'm going off. I'm the only person, like, dancing, having fun. And Chad Ginsburg's like, everybody else here's pussies. They're standing up here. He's like, everybody else pussies. This is the only guy doing anything. You bunch of faggots. And so...
I love that moment.
CKY plays. Everybody goes apeshit. You know, somehow I end up behind Brouhaha's, like, I'm smoking a bowl of rap himself. I'm talking to Darren. Chad Ginsburg is trying to go home with my chubby friend. it was so surreal. Ryan Dunn rolled over my foot with a Marshall cab. Like, it was just so fucking surreal. And then my next favorite...
somebody said, where's Bam? And everybody said, fuck you.
Absolutely. Everyone was like, fuck Bam Larch. Even his brother was like, yeah, fuck Bam. My second favorite concert story comes from Sounds of the Underground number 1, which I think was 2005. Yeah, that came through at the Coliseum Annex, and I was like, Throwdown was playing, and I had gotten to the front, and all of a sudden, the next thing I know, a breakdown hits. My friends are like, obviously planned this, lift me up, push me, like, they're like, Colin's gonna crowd surf now, it's gonna be hilarious. Basically, this 6'8" dude puts his hand under my ass and just basketball shoots me, and I just go like 10 feet. So you just
see skinny dude that loves crowd surfing. I love when that happens. When somebody
just like, ah!
Yeah, it was so fun.
But I was not expecting it. I was not expecting to be crowd surfing. That's not something that I do. Or not did at the time because I was really stoned because I snuck in a joint and I smoked it in the bathroom.
I feel like you're getting all of your weed stories in one go.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I was a pothead. What can I say? And then the classic.
We
I get
meet up after this.
At the end, you know, the inevitable at the end of the crowd surf, you're right there in front between the barricade and the stage. I didn't know this was protocol. Apparently, you automatically get put in a full Nelson.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was protocol. I was flipping out. I was like, the security put me in a full Nelson. I was like,
always depending on the show.
I was like,
they do that a lot.
I was like, what do you let go? Just point me in the right direction and I'll go there. You don't
I've
have
never
to.
Been put in Nelson. They always just grab me and point to the
plus,
side.
Plus, like, I'm skinny. Like, I was wearing skinny jeans and black Dahlia and Murder shirt. What am I going to do? Who am I going to hurt? You think I'm going to hurt the dude from Throwdown? No.
I was just crowd surfing.
I didn't even ask for this. So, yeah, those are my two favorites. That show was fucking nuts.
I went to
the biggest circle pit I've ever been a part of.
A couple months ago down in
Charlotte.
Yeah. Which fucking awesome show. Like,
yeah.
As growing up, like, I've always been a metal kid. I've been to numerous metal shows, but I've never been to a punk show because I like punk and ska, it's okay, but never been, like, my scene.
Like Clockwork.
That Rancid show, their pit was one of the best pits I've ever been to in my life.
Punk pits are fucking
They're
phenomenal.
Great.
I got dropkicked in a Dropkick Murphy's pit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was awesome. Somebody did what happened to him, only the guy was feet first, and he just fucking, like, landed with his feet on my chest and just fucking, like, kicked me backwards.
I used to do that in My Hero's Me shows to all the teenagers, because I was like, fuck you, I'm 22.
Yeah, I was constantly
and he made that noise,
show,
too.
And, like, I got pulled off by one of the security dudes, and I guess, like, my arm, like, I just go loose when I crowd surf, so my arms will flail.
Yeah.
And, like, my arm flailed and hit the dude in the face. And, like, he got so pissed off at me. He's like, you hit me one more motherfucking time, you know, knock you out or kick you out. I forget exactly what he said because it was loud, but yeah, security guards sometimes can be assholes.
Yeah, especially at Green Street. I said it. I don't care who listens
to this. Oh, yeah, total.
They can be douchebags, yeah.
I went there for Stick to Your Gun show.
Oh, I bet that was so much fun.
I have one good friend there who's a security guard, and he's awesome because, like, when I saw Andrew WK play, I might have told this on the podcast, Lindsey Cole's off in the left wing, and I'm on the right
wing. You've told this.
And so he comes out in the middle, and I just sprinted toward him, and he just, like, threw me over his shoulder. And the whole time, like, all of the bouncers were trying to get people to stop.
Good luck.
Stop stage diving. And so my buddy Bows, he's my old manager from Moe's, he's a bouncer up there. He's like, bro, dude, I know we're telling people to stop, but, like, you're having a good time, man. Just fucking, just like, that was cool as shit. I really just kind of want to see you do it again.
My favorite Green Street story is when the Red Court play there. And Tommy Rogers from Between the Barrett and Me was there for that show. And he got up on stage, and they were like, the Red Court has one song that's, like, their song, and that's Dreaming in Dog Ears. And, like, all their fucking fans, we all know it. We all expect it. It's their fucking closing song. And Guy, the lead singer, was like, y'all know what's about to happen. Tommy, get your ass up here. And so they start playing it.
What?
And then they start playing it. And then at the final breakdown, Guy is like, you know what? Fuck the security guards. And we just rush the stage. There's like 50 kids on the stage singing along. It was amazing.
If we ever get that big, like, in my rider, I want to say no fucking barriers.
No barriers.
And I want to have the word fucking in a contract. No fucking barriers.
Yeah, and as long as nobody's in a fight, let them do what they want.
I don't give a shit. I understand you got liabilities. Although it's funny, down in Columbia at the Brooklyn Tavern,
mm-hmm.
they have on the wall spray painted, it says real big, no moshing. And so I was standing at the bar getting a beer, and I was like, what the fuck's up with that? She's like, oh, it's insurance liability. We don't give a shit if you mosh, but if that's up there, then we don't get in trouble for it.
I didn't know was no, I went to Tremont. I saw Zayo at Tremont, like, showing my age again, probably.
Yeah. Because I think I remember that show because I think I was supposed to go.
The very first time I went to first and last time I went to Tremont, and then I got kicked out for crowd surfing because you're apparently not allowed to crowd surf anymore. I'm like,
I crowd surfed.
Fuck any place that doesn't.
I crowd surfed at the fucking. Who did I see there? I think I saw Madball there, and I crowd surfed at the Madball show.
The only show I ever saw there was Amber Lane, and that's not exactly a show you crowd surfed at.
I saw From Autumn to Ashes and Take Me Back Sunday. On the same bill.
I got kicked out of Amos' South End for the same reason. I went to see Machine Head and Hell Yeah, and I don't like Hell Yeah, so I didn't mind getting kicked out.
I was fucking some people up going against me at Amos's, and they didn't say shit, man.
Well, I got kicked out because I jumped off the balcony. They frowned upon that.
I was going to say, people were doing it, but reasons. Jeff, do you have
Jump the balls.
You have some good concert stories. You started a thing.
Any story.
I can't think of it right now. I'm enjoying your stories.
I want Trey to rehash. Since Colin claimed, now granted Pizza BJ happened since then, so it may have beat it, but Colin up until a couple weeks ago claimed that the Buckhead Saloon story was one of the best stories that's happened.
It was.
As a full story, I kind of agree that...
I've been waiting for him to come back.
Like, I think as a full story, though, like, the Buckhead Saloon story is a fantastic story. I think the Pizza BJ story is good just for, like, the fact
good punchline.
It's a good punchline story. But
it's
like,
an in and out.
But
this is a journey.
This is yeah, it's all,
say we did that.
Yeah.
It's all the travels. Like,
it's a roller coaster of emotion. I'm just glad Trey gave the okay to, like, be like, no, that's mine.
Yeah. I'd like to get
Can we get this side of the story?
Yeah, I'd like to get Trey's side of the story on that one and see how he kinda
be a part of this, but I wanna go smoke. I'm gonna go smoke.
I can fill time with it.
Yes.
We could pause the podcast.
Nah, fuck that. We'll just fill time.
Okay, because we're both gonna
go ahead.
If you're gonna vamp, then I'm gonna go.
Yeah, because I still have the other story for like snow day story, which is basically it's another one of those weird jackass moment stories.
Yeah, you're not.
And so basically, what it was I went out to Louisville with a couple of my best friends back in the day. And we did it every year for about 3 years. Every time it was snow, we would go out to my friend's place because
He lived near this farm that had a huge hill that you could just, you could ride down it for like a pretty solid amount of time, and we'd always go out there with like skateboards and stuff like that, so we could like snowboard down it and stuff.
For those of you not from North Carolina, Lewisville is a city populated entirely out of people named Lewis.
Yeah, pretty much. So we go out there to hang out with a buddy of mine that I played soccer with for forever.
Chips.
And stealing Chris's chips. So we go out there to sled and snowboard.
Well, if we just eat him before he comes in, we can just be like, I don't know what happened.
There's a dog.
And so we went out there one year, and we actually filmed us doing all this stuff. Like, basically what it would be would, like, when somebody would ride down, we'd, like, tackle them or throw stuff at them and stuff like that. And there were a couple really good instances of us getting pretty jacked up during this process. I was coming down one time on a skateboard with no wheels and all that shit that we greased up. And they threw a sled in front of me, and it took my feet out completely, so I went horizontal. And when I went horizontal, one of the other guys jumped and just, like, shoulder-checked me, and I just spun in a circle in midair, just boom, just like a fucking helicopter blade, just in a whole goddamn circle, like, twice, and then I hit the ground. And I just looked up, I was like, what happened? I don't know what happened right now. Another time, this was me getting hurt again. I went off of the ramp, and when I went off of the ramp, somebody ran in and clipped my ankles as I was in the air, and I just ended up like falling straight on my dome. Just boom, just hit the ground and just rolled out, and I was like, I'm dead. I can't stand up. The last one, I got kind of mad because somebody did something to me, and I felt really bad about this afterwards, but at the time I didn't feel bad about it, and I should have. My friend came down, and he went off the ramp, and I fucking hit him with a sled. Like, just full on, just like, bam, just slammed it into him, and like, it almost knocked him out. Like, I hit him so hard with it, and it was just miserable. Like, seeing the look on his face, like, after he got up, he was like, what the fuck, man? I was like, oh, I'm mad, so I don't want to say I'm sorry, but I'm kind of sorry right now. Like, and it was just us beating the shit out of each other, like, coming down the hill on sleds for 2.5 hours. Just, like, running up and tackling each other and clotheslining each other and all this other shit. It was just so much fun. But, like, by the end of it, like, the next day, none of us could move because we were just so bruised up and banged up. And there's still a video of it somewhere online. I don't know exactly where it is. But the crux of the story is we all played soccer. And so we have a favorite soccer. It's like we call it the soccer highlight song. And it's Blur song, too. Because that's every single soccer video you see is always Blur song 2. Yeah. So we synced it up to Blur song 2 of us just getting reamed by each other. Just like every time we hit the ramp, somebody would come in and just wham, just fuck our shit.
Swipe
up.
And that would be the
so
woohoo.
Bad. Yeah, like we just got decked so many times, and that was super fun. But man, I'm too old for that shit now. Like, I want to do it again, but at the same time, I'm like, no, I'll break something.
I want to say they used that song for a lot of, like, old school skateboard videos,
they did.
Too.
Yeah,
they did for a lot of old skate videos, too. It's a great song to put to any type of, like highlight reel for anything, really.
That and that, I can't remember the name of the band, but the name of the song was Scrape with a K, or maybe that was the name of the band, but their video was a skating highlight thing.
I think I remember that as well.
I have an injury story with snow as well.
Go for it.
This is another Pennsylvania story.
We're not North Carolina exclusive. So
no. I guess we got a shit ton of snow one year, because, you know, it's Pennsylvania, we always get snow. And we always go sleigh riding at this, I guess it's like a softball, little league kind of field, so it's some really wicked hills. And we're going down all day, and I decided to go, like, further down. I'm like, I'm going to go down this part. And I'm going down, and I notice that the hill kind of, like, ramps off. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Because they have bleachers, and the bleachers got snowed on and made a ramp. So it goes down and goes up, and I'm on a sled. I go like 30 feet in the air. I go flying. And I land on my back. I sprained my back, and it was fucking terrible.
Never heard of anyone
sprained
their back.
I don't know how you could sprain your back. You're either dead or your back is fine.
Yeah, I had to go to the hospital.
Oh my god.
It was fucking terrible. I couldn't walk for like a week.
Oh my god.
I was like 10.
I have a really weird story that didn't happen to me, but I was there for that kind of thing. I was at one of my dad's soccer games, like back when I was younger. And they used to play at this field called Sara Lee. And Sara Lee had bleachers on the side of the fields. And there's this little kid who's like maybe 2 or 3 or 4 sitting up on the top bleacher. And I remember looking up at the little kid and being like, man, where are this kid's parents? Like, this is really unsafe for this kid to be on the top of these bleachers and nobody's watching out for him. And I turn and I watch my dad's game for a couple more minutes. And as I'm watching the game, I keep turning back and looking at the kid. And I'm like, man, that's not safe for that kid to be up there. And then I turn back and all of a sudden somebody just whangs a ball. Like, just, like, completely miffs it.
No.
And the shit flies and it hits the kid on the top bleacher.
Oh,
and he literally backflips off the top bleacher.
Did he land it?
He landed in an ice bucket. If the ice bucket hadn't have been there, that kid would have snapped his neck.
I'm going to call BS on this story. You're describing a Looney Tunes cartoon right now.
I am not kidding.
Where's the anvil?
Dude, that shit really happened. And I just remember like being like, the whole time I was like, man.
What did he land in?
An ice bucket.
Was
Acme full of
printed
beef
on the side of it?
Hey, you were Foghorn Leghorn and it was the chicken hop.
I mean, I just...
He didn't put it there. It was the comic shop.
I was going to say, I was like, it was the Acme comic beer holder. But no, I just remember that happening and me just being like, I predicted this. I'm psychic. I was like, I'm the Oracle. I am the thing that knows when things will happen. This is great.
I have a brief story to kind of piggyback off something. I think it was Colin that mentioned it earlier about bringing girls to shows.
That was
Alex.
Okay, there's you. So
don't do it. It's a mistake.
I think I go to shows with girls more often than I do with guys, actually.
But you know girls that can handle themselves.
It's also just like...
Yeah, there's a complete difference between girls that can handle themselves and the
girls that think they can handle
13-year-old bitches that are just standing in the pit to Google, goggle, whatever at the band members. Like...
It's a Google goggle on the band. They record it on their Google glasses and put it on G+.
No way.
Oggle.
G+.
Or, I don't know, whatever.
Google.
To look at the band and be like swooning over the band members. Get the fuck out of the pit.
I just picked somebody holding a big phone and like, this band is against me. And then just brings up the Wikipedia page.
That always killed me.
So,
that would always kill me about the dudes
Siri,
protecting
me. Against me.
That always killed me about the dudes who'd be in the pit like, this is my girlfriend. This is my girlfriend. Don't hit her. I'm like, don't put her there.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, dude.
So,
the best part was...
in the fucking balcony.
Hold on, let me finish real quick.
Okay.
So, I was at the show at Ziggy's a long time ago, yet again, and, like, I was in the pit, and I wasn't the one moshing, but, you know, there are moshers in the area, so you're going to be moving around, and this girl next to me kept pushing me, like, you quit bumping up against me, get the fuck out of the pit. Anyway, so I got tired of her pushing me, so I put my leg behind her, and I just pushed her. And, like, it's happening in my head in slow motion. I just saw her, like, with her hands stretched out, just falling into the blackness.
Oh.
And I never saw her again. And I'm like, I wish I could solve my problems like that. Like,
anything that's bothering me, I just push it into the pit and disappear.
Yeah.
Forever.
You just stand in the top layer, yell, this is Sparta,
this
and then disappear into
the Dorados. Retroactively, I'm saying,
this is Ziggy's.
I look like Julian Casablancas in this picture.
What were you
gonna say? I was going to say, the worst part is, like, me and girlfriend redacted would go to shows, and she knows how to handle herself in a fucking pit.
Yes, she does.
And better than me sometimes.
I've seen it. It's because of that low center of gravity.
And so I'll just be there, and she'll just be like, you can ask in the pit, and me too, and then so I'll, like, go to, like, run into her. And, like, some dude will, like, block me, like, bro, that's a girl. Like, yeah, I know. I came here with her. I know who she is. And she's probably more mad at you for stopping me from running into her than she would have ever been at anybody for running into her.
So, okay, we need to get your side of the story, and then we got to do picks, and then I got to go to work.
Yeah.
So all let's right. get your side of the story.
Okay, so what was it, like the first podcast?
It was one of the very first
ones. One of the earlier. First,
right? It was one of the very first podcasts.
Okay.
Way back.
I'm not
Buckhead
that
Saloon.
Back
all right.
Are you going in reverse order?
I am Brian.
Spoilers, whoever has listened
this is,
to that one.
Yeah, this is from the story of husband, wife, and girlfriend and friend. This is from that story.
A fucking just horrible situation. Okay, me and Nelson, I'm like, hey, you want to go hang out? It's like our first time hanging out alone outside of like our group of friends. I was like, yeah, you should totally come out with me. I'm going to see like friends I haven't seen in a couple months. They're awesome people. Wrong. Wrong. So, like, my friend's wife's been, like, accusing him of, like, cheating for months. I was like, no, he would never do that. I was like, no, he's a good guy.
I know him better than that.
Yeah.
He would never.
Like, the whole time I've known them, they've been married. Like, they've been together, like, they've been together for, like, 8-9 years.
Hmm.
And so he's been he worked at an ice cream shop with family-owned place. And one of the girls that he works with is the girl that his wife's been accusing of cheating. So we go up there, and we start getting fucking just obliterated
drunk. Yeah.
And as you've heard from Nelson, like, we get a tower, we see girl and my friend walk to the bathroom. I immediately speed walk.
Arms pumping and everything.
Yeah, I'm like,
this
I'm
is
like,
the part of the story I wasn't there for.
Okay, I initially just like, okay, I gotta see this.
If there's gonna be a train wreck, I'm gonna be the first
one. You know what this reminds me of? Is that next story time, Bloodweed has to be told.
Yes. We don't have time for it tonight.
I walk in the bathroom, I see two sets of feet in the stall. I know what's happening. But
oh,
I
she's
still,
just helping him zip his pants up. That's
with
that's
her teeth. With her teeth, yeah.
I still, like, I feel like it's almost like a dream. I'm like, I'm gonna open this door, and if it's real life, obviously it's gonna be fucking turned and locked. Nope. I open the door, see them making out, my jaw hits the floor. Their jaws hit the floor, and then my friend's wife walks in. She's in such denial. Oh, I was like, first of all, she walked in, and I was like, all right, I'm out.
That's and when I saw Trey just making the face at me like, GTFO, we're going to smoke.
Yeah. I was like, I'm out of here. They're apparently in there for a good, like, what, like 10 minutes?
Yeah, something like that.
And he apparently convinced her that they were just in that stall talking in the men's bathroom with the girl that he's been accusing.
Best talker ever.
Has to be.
And has the most gullible wife ever.
Yeah. There's a combination of different factors in this.
Alcohol, really good bullshitting, and just complete and utter denial.
Yes.
That's really good.
And she's...
The pumpkin. Sorry, the pumpkin beer. It's delicious.
No, totally understand. Jeff brews really damn good beer.
Yes, he does.
Fair analysis.
Yeah. So.
Empirical fact.
That whole.
That was when we were talking to the friend outside who was hitting on us at the same time.
The. Not the one that was with the
not
husband,
the cheating.
But the other.
Yeah.
Crazy ass clinger.
Stage 5 clinger.
Yeah, she was a stage 5. She had to have been.
This girl, just to reiterate, was hitting on me, and I was just trying to talk to Trey to just suss through what the hell just happened. And it was like, so like she was just like talking at me, and I finally just put my arm around her to get her to shut up, and then the wife walks outside, and I turn and talk to her, and so then while I have my arm around this girl, she looks at Trey, who's in a relationship, and says, hey, you want to make out?
And then
the girl with the arm around?
Yeah.
Arm around? Okay.
Then I was like, nope.
I get confused during that part of the story. You're like, Reddit. I'm talking to this girl, my arm's around her, and she's trying to make out with Trey, and I was like, wait, what? Just what?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The best part, but the best part of the story is the song.
Were you single at the time?
God.
I was.
So you were the Logan in that situation.
Yes!
we love you, Logan. We're so sorry. No, we're not. We're not sorry.
For any females listening to this that are single, you should go on a date with Logan.
Yeah,
in fact, contact us,
he's
and
cool
we
guy.
Will get you on a date with Logan, because he's a fantastic dude.
And I hear he's
so
hard like a walrus.
Dude, that's a great idea for a podcast. We do like a dating show podcast.
We should
be dating with Logan!
Yes!
Dude, we'll do a dating game.
A live cast dating game.
That would be amazing.
Oh, Christmas episode! All right. For $5 on Bandcamp.
Okay.
Okay.
If
Tasty can do it, we can do it.
The song.
Was Carrie Underwood that
yeah.
song about
I'm
like,
not gonna, I know
cheating?
The words.
We know.
Like,
it's
dig my keys into the side of your 19.
It's something like jacked up four-wheel drive.
Pretty little four-wheel drive.
What the fuck ever.
Yeah.
Real country.
They're looking at, like, me. I'm going to say his name, Steven.
No last names.
And Chris are yeah. like all in a row.
The three girls,
and
the
three
wife,
girls are
the
up
girl
there.
That was cheating with the husband,
mm-hmm.
and the oblivious friend.
Yeah, the one that tried to make out with me and Chris.
Nice.
Not at the same time. That'd be weird.
Right.
Well, no judgment.
Jesus, it's not gay. It's three ways.
But yeah, dude, like me and Trey are literally on the floor, just like fucking rolling around.
Yeah.
Because every time this girl gets to that part. The cheaty looks at the husband like, and just winks. And then the wife is looking at me and Trey just like, fucking help me. And they all have their arms around each other's shoulders, just standing on stage singing this fucking
yeah,
song, right? Cheating on your,
that's
whatever.
That's like on Arrested Development when Michael was singing that song with his niece.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So, we are sorry to kind of cut this one short a little bit because I got to get out of here.
Yeah, totally.
Real quick, we're going to do picks and then a sign-off, and that'll be good. So I actually, since I'm kind of in a hurry, I'll go first. My pick of the week this week is actually another podcast. It's two guys that are pretty famous from YouTube that do a podcast. Their names are Link and Rhett.
Yeah.
And yeah. And
they live down the street.
Yeah, they do.
Here
they live here.
Wait, what? Really?
Yeah.
In Greensboro?
Yeah.
Well, Lexington.
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 No
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No they kidding. Did that. You remember the red house where
yeah.
white people...
Yeah.
I know
where
they are.
Are.
I
just
yeah.
more
no.
furniture.
Yeah.
That was in High Point.
And Mexicans,
yeah.
too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They made that commercial. That was in High Point.
Yeah.
That's how they got started.
Yeah.
And then now they're red.
Yeah.
Lake.
They did another commercial, too. I don't remember.
So these two dudes have a new podcast. It's only been going on for about 2 months now, and I love it. It's called Ear Biscuits.
that sounds awesome.
Okay. But basically all it is it's an interview podcast. They just sit down with people and they just interview them.
Because they did Phil...
They did Philip DeFranco. They did
oh,
Phil
wow.
DeFranco. Yeah,
Phil SXE or whatever.
And he's actually from here as well.
He went to
ECU.
Okay, cool.
He lived in Asheville. Yeah, so all that cool stuff. And he's got a really fucking weird and messed up life. And it's kind of cool but kind of depressing at the same time. So
don't
you guys
Eeyore
should,
it. Don't Eeyore it.
No, I'm not going to. But he, it's really weird because I was like, I kind of have a similar life to Philip DeFranco in certain ways.
He was on the Doctor Who Priest show
he
last
was.
Night.
He was.
For
yes,
no
he
fucking
was.
Reason.
Because I was looking at him, I was like, I don't like that guy.
Yeah, I didn't understand why he was on there either.
Grant Imahara, Philip DeFranco, and like some other random person.
And,
she,
and then the
she's a writer.
From, and the chick that was hosting it was on Tech TV.
Yep.
She was on Screensavers on Tech TV. Like,
yeah,
she was a terrible host.
So,
really, I can't remember her name.
So that's my pick. We'll swing it around real quick so I can get the fuck out of here and go to work. Ian, pick of the week.
My pick, I guess, would be this band called Let Live. I just recently, they've been around for a while, I guess, but I just recently came across them through Reddit, and they're filling the gap in my soul that the Glassjaw has left.
Oh, so I should check them out, then.
If you like Glassjaw, you would love this band.
We miss you, Daryl. Come back.
Really. That second fucking... what's that other band he was in after Glassjaw?
Head Automatica?
The second Head Automatica band was... The second Head Automatica album was... Propaganda?
Propaganda
terrible.
Was terrible.
Yeah, the first one was great. Propaganda was horrible.
Decadence was awesome.
Chris.
Yeah, let live.
I'm gonna go with Pain, because we talked about it earlier.
Yeah, Pain.
It's a PS3 downloadable game. It's fucking phenomenal. You shoot a dude out of a slingshot and try to hurt him as much as you can.
It's super fun. We'll get into it later on another, probably on the video game episode that's coming up soon. Jeff.
Doctor Who this week. 50th anniversary.
Was
go watch it. It's fucking amazing.
Unless you're Alex, then.
Yeah. I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched like 10 minutes of it.
The chemistry between David Tennant and Matt Smith is fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
And John
into it.
And John Hurt.
The whole episode was
so good.
I got no complaints about.
I don't have anything.
At all.
And I love how they showed like what I love. I'm not, no spoilers.
I was going to say, I haven't seen it yet.
The two-parter they showed after that. Because the whole time I was thinking, I was like, wait a minute, they did that, and something happened, and it was not good. And then they showed the second half with the second Return of the Master.
Just do your pick.
My pick.
We'll talk about it afterwards.
My pick is a documentary called Blank America. It's about the Lower East Side in the late 1970s, early 1980s, and the underground film movement that sort of happened out of that, like with people like Jim Jarmusch. Shit, I'm totally blanking on who else was in that.
Michael Bay.
Yeah, Michael Bay. No. who else was it? Steve Buscemi has a small part in it. It's Susan Seidel is in it for a second. It's really sort of eye-opening. Like, you get to see all this cool stuff from The Blank Generation, which was like a concert film shot on 8mm at CBGB's with, like, Richard Hell and Blondie, the Talking Heads, the Ramones. Like,
oh,
it just
shit.
Shows. It
That's
shows,
nice.
Like, the 1980s in the Lower East Side and all the people that came
awesome.
Out of it. It's fucking amazing. It's on Netflix right now. It's from 2010.
What is it called again?
Blank America. It's fuck. I watched
check that
today
before
work.
Watch that.
Trey, pick.
All right. Short. The band Ween.
Yes.
Yeah, Ween.
Just got into them.
Seconded.
Fucking love them.
They're great.
And also,
okay.
as an extension, the Gene Ween Band is really good, too.
So that is our episode for this week. We have a lot of cool stuff coming up that you guys should check out. We're actually, instead of me talking about it on the episode, I'm just going to post it online on Facebook so you guys will know about it. But we do have a shit ton of cool stuff. One of the things I need to post on here so you guys at least will hear about it this way is Black Friday. Please come out to Comic Mon Store in Salisbury. Please come out and see us there. We're going to do some mini panels, and we're going to be there all day giving away some buttons and some other pretty cool shit.
It probably won't be uploaded until after that happens.
No, I'm going to upload this as soon as I possibly can. If I have to fuck with RRS feed and put this on through my old way, I got to do
it. And like the three other episodes.
Yeah, and like the three other episodes we haven't put up, my bad, because I don't know how to do the new thing yet. But I'll just put them up. I'll do it all tomorrow. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. This was story time. We hope you enjoyed this. We're going to be doing a few more of these like a few times a year. And we're going to do D&D and tabletop story time stuff as well. Thank you guys for listening. Signing off from Name Redacted, I'm Alex Fulmer.
Colin Norris.
Chris Dilson.
And with us again, as usual, we have...
Jeff Shaman.
And our two special guests are...
Ian Streep.
And...
Trey Hooper.
Thank you guys for listening. Tune in next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Go out and touch some butts.